Hi, I'm Megha Shyam from personaldevelopmentisfun.com. So I'm back after quite some time now. As you know, in this podcast, I generally talk about small little ways, you know, to improve your life, to learn from everyday things and to make life just better. I share whatever I learn. To get regular updates from Personal Development is Fun, you know, you can always subscribe to Personal Development is Fun by email. That way you'll get all regular updates, you'll get new podcast episode updates and picture quotes, articles and more. So in this particular podcast episode, I'm going to talk about a book I have recently almost finished reading. It's Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. Now, most of us have heard of this book. It's a very popular relationship book and I'd heard about it too. But when I read it recently, you know, a lot of amazing things mentioned in the book actually struck me. And I put those things into practice in my own relationship. Now, my relationship was already going good. But just applying some of the little concepts mentioned in the book helped me make it even better. I just saw some amazing results. The book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, actually says that we have most of our relationship problems not because of a lack of love or because, you know, we don't give our best in relationships. We have these problems because we don't understand that men and women are essentially different in many ways and we don't accept these differences. And that's the cause of relationship friction, you know, between men and women. So in this podcast episode, I'm going to talk about 6 important things, you know, that I've learned from this book. And, you know, these 6 things can help you in your own relationship. These are 6 differences between men and women, which can actually really help you if you understand them. So this is going to be a fun podcast and off I go. First, the first tip from the book, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. This is what I learned. The first important tip is that women share to express and heal, while men distract themselves. Now, what does this point mean? What this means is that when women are stressed out, or when they are in trouble, or when they have a problem, they share their problem, and through this process of sharing and expressing, they feel good and they release their tensions and they process their thoughts. On the other hand, men don't work this way. When men are stressed out or when men have a problem, they either distract themselves by, say, watching TV or by playing a game, by doing something that absolutely distracts themselves, maybe even reading newspapers. Or they'll just try to go ahead and solve that problem. But they will not share and express simply, you know, to feel good. They'll share and express if they feel the other person can give them a solution, but that's about it. So this is one interesting difference between men and women that sometimes causes arguments and fights. John Gray, the author of the book, asks us to think about a certain situation where a man and a woman are both coming home from work. Now, when the woman comes home, she starts complaining about her workplace. She says, this isn't going right, that isn't going right, there's this problem I have, there's that problem I have. And in doing so, she's trying to heal. And she's trying to get over her problems. So just sharing helps women feel better. On the other hand, the man doesn't understand this. He feels the woman is expressing her problems so that he can solve them. So he immediately offers her solutions. And the woman doesn't like it. After he's offered 2 to 3 solutions, the woman will say something like, okay, enough. Like, you don't listen to me. And maybe I shouldn't have even told you this. And the woman will get upset. So you can see, you know, how a better understanding of how women and men function can help us make the situation better. For men, they can understand that when women share their problems and complaints, they are not looking for a solution right away. They are simply wanting to express and share. On the other hand, women can understand that when a man comes home and just switches on the TV, or when a man comes home and just, you know, tries to distract himself, he is also trying to feel better in his own way. So sometimes women try to force men to share, you know, like, what happened? How are you? Tell me more. And they'll feel bad that the man is not sharing. But the man is healing himself, or he's, you know, trying to feel better in his own way, which is distracting himself. So this is one very interesting difference that I learned, you know, from the book Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, that women share to express and heal, and they'll be happy if men just listen and don't offer any solutions, because they're just processing their thoughts by sharing. On the other hand, men will be happy if women understand and accept that men don't necessarily need to share always. They can be happy distracting themselves at times too. So that's point one. Point two that I learned from the book was, women express love by offering advice before something happens, while men offer advice only when they're asked. This is again another interesting difference between men and women that needs to be appreciated. You know, many men complain. They're like, my wife's always nagging me, or my girlfriend's always telling me what to do. Now, men need to understand that, you know, women have this tendency to express love by offering advice before anything has happened. So a woman may say, why don't you carry your umbrella? Why don't you wear this cap? Why don't you, well, do this particular thing this way? And in doing so, she's trying to express her love. Like, women will tell their other woman friends, you know, don't date that guy. He may not be good for you. Or, don't go to this restaurant. There's this problem there. I mean, they'll always try to offer extra advice before anything has happened. That's just the way women express love. And that is something men need to understand. On the other hand, women will actually love it if men offer them such advice. You know, for instance, imagine a woman going out and a man saying, why don't you carry an umbrella? Or, here, wear this cap. Or, let me help you with this. So women appreciate that kind of advice that's offered before anything has happened, because they consider that to be love. On the other hand, men offer advice only when they're asked. And so they consider this other kind of advice that's given before anything has happened to be very intrusive. They don't like that. So how can, you know, this understanding of differences help men and women? Well, women can understand that men love advice only when they're asked. And men can understand that when women give this extra advice, they're actually trying to express their love. And similarly, they would actually, that is, the woman would actually appreciate it if men gave this extra advice without the woman asking for it. Interesting, but true. I love this tip. Then here's tip number three from the book. Again, I love this piece of advice. It even helped me in my relationship. Tip number three is, women talk dramatically while men talk literally. You know, there are many arguments which occur because women say things like this. They say, you never help me. Or they'll say stuff like, you never listen to me. Or they'll say, we never go out. Now, men take that literally. But in reality, women just have a habit of talking a bit dramatically. It's just a habit. It's not like they mean what they're saying literally. So, for example, if a woman is saying, you never listen, she's not saying that, you know, you never ever listen. What she's trying to say is, could you please listen to me right now? I would appreciate that. Similarly, when a woman is saying, we never go out, she's just saying, what do you think about going out tonight? I would love that. Or if a woman is saying, you never help me, she's actually saying, today I'm feeling very tired. Could you help me? I would love that. It's just that style of talking they have. They just talk in a very dramatic fashion. But what they want to say is something subtle and simple. They're just saying, could you do this for me right now? But instead of saying that, they just have this habit of talking very dramatically. Now, men, on the other hand, talk very literally. So they take what women say at face value. So when a woman says, you never helped me, the man says, no, I helped you last night. Or when a woman says, you never listened to me, the man says, no, but I listened to you yesterday. So this is what men need to learn here, that women just talk dramatically, but they don't really mean those things. On the other hand, even women can understand that men talk literally. So, for example, sometimes a woman comes over and she says, what's wrong? And the man says, nothing, I'm fine. But the woman thinks, like, no, something's wrong, he's just not telling me. Or sometimes a woman will say, how are you? He'll be like, I'm okay. She'll be like, tell me more. And he's like, but I'm fine. So in those situations, women also need to understand that men talk literally, that they actually mean what they say. If the man is saying, I'm okay, he is okay. Or if he's saying, I'm fine, he is fine. So these are, again, small differences. But then imagine, you know, just understanding these differences can lead to such a wonderful relationship. Tip number 4 from the book, and I love the book, really, and I recommend it highly, is this interesting fact. Men are like rubber bands and women are like waves. What John Gray, the author, says is that men have phases in intimacy. So there will be this phase where they will feel very romantic, very passionate, and they will love being with the woman. And then they will also have a phase where they will want to pull away for a while. They will want to be with themselves for a while. And they will want to, you know, focus only on themselves and not worry about the woman for a while. And they will keep oscillating naturally between these two phases. So what happens is that, you know, a woman and a man may spend some great moments together. And then suddenly the man will go into his cave, like he'll go into another room. And he'll be like, okay, now I'm doing my work. And then he'll come back sometime later and he'll say, okay, I'm back. And he'll want to resume that same level of intimacy. Now, this surprises women. So men are like rubber bands, and it's just a natural instinct they have. They'll want to connect with a woman, be completely engrossed in a passionate relationship. And then suddenly they will want some time for themselves. Now, women are confused because they can feel men pulling away and they resist that. They're like, this person's going away and why is that? So then women just need to understand that at times men need their own space. They need to pull away. And what men can do is that they can tell women when they're pulling away that they are pulling away. So this is one interesting tip the book talked about. Similarly, women are like waves. So what this means is that just like a wave goes up and down, women's moods go up and down. And this is just a natural process. It has nothing to do with the man's behavior. So for example, when a woman is high, that means she's on the top of the wave, she'll feel very loving, she will give a lot, she'll feel happy about everything in her life, she'll express love. On the other hand, when she's at the bottom of the wave, that is when she's feeling down, she will start complaining about everything. She will say that her relationship is not working, that there are a lot of problems. Now, what men do is, they don't accept this. They don't know that women are like waves. They don't know that all women have these high phases and low phases. And it's very natural for them to be like that. So they feel blamed when the woman is not feeling good. When a woman is complaining about a lot of things, they think they have messed something up. And so they defend or they tell the woman, you know, everything's all right. Don't feel like that. Now that makes women feel worse. So what men can do is they can accept that all women have certain phases when they're extremely loving and other phases when they are bit negative, complaining, not happy. And when the women are complaining or not happy, they can allow women to share their upset feelings without interruptions. So when a woman is complaining, let her complain. Let her be, let her talk. And slowly, she will automatically feel better. So this is tip number 4 that I learned from the book. Men are like rubber bands and women are like waves. Tip number 5 was about, you know, how arguments actually happen in man-woman relationships. And I loved the way, you know, John Gray talks about that in the book. He broke the general trend of how arguments happen into simple parts. He said that this is how an argument generally happens. A man says something or does something, and a woman feels upset about that something. Now, when a woman feels upset, the man feels upset that the woman is upset. He feels bad that the woman is upset with him, like he's not happy with that. And he therefore tells the woman, don't be upset. He tells the woman not to be upset, and he resents that, and he feels upset about that. Now, the woman feels worse because women love expressing their feelings. They, as I said in the first point, they love to share and express, and just the process of expressing heals them and it makes them feel better. So when a man does not let them feel upset, they resent that even more, and a fight starts off. So for example, let's say, you know, a man has come home late. Now, when a man has come home late, the woman says that she's upset, and she says something like, I don't like that you come home late. I don't like that you spend more time with your friends. Now, she's upset. Now, the man immediately feels upset that she's upset with him. So he's like, don't be upset. Like, it's no big deal, you know. Forget about it. So he's trying to belittle her being upset, because that's what men generally do. They're like, forget about it. It's okay. You know, let's move on. But women, as I just mentioned, love to share and express their feelings, and that is what helps them get over problems. So now, when the man, you know, belittles the woman's feelings, she feels even more upset that he's not allowed her to be upset. And soon enough, she blames him more. Now that upsets the man more, and an argument ensues. So what can be done, you know, to prevent most arguments? A simple way to prevent most arguments between men and women is this. Men can allow women to feel upset, and they can understand that it is important for the woman to express her upset feelings. So for example, let's say if your wife is upset about something, instead of saying don't be upset, instead of, you know, going ahead and interrupting her, you can just understand that expressing her upset feelings is very important for her. And just expressing those feelings will make her feel better. So don't do anything. Just listen. Just try to understand her upset feelings, and that's that. As you do, she will process her feelings through expressing them. And then she'll come back to you and she'll actually try to understand your point of view. But you need to take care not to deny her feelings. You shouldn't say stuff like, don't be upset. Because that's what, you know, women want to feel. That's what's important to women, to express their feelings, to know that they can express their negative feelings also and be accepted for that. This is something very important to women. So just this thing, you know, listening and understanding and not interrupting and denying when a woman is expressing her upset feelings, this is the key to actually, you know, not having arguments and having some great communication instead. So this is point number 5. So now I'm off to point number 6, which is the last point that I'm going to talk about in this podcast episode. Again, it points out a major difference between men and women. So what do women primarily need in a relationship? And what do men primarily need in a relationship? That's what this point is about. Women primarily want men to to understand their feelings, that is, listen to them, and to care about them. On the other hand, men primarily want women to trust them and appreciate them when they do something nice for the woman. So let me elaborate on this. So when I say women want men to listen and care, what do I mean? I mean that women want to feel that they can safely express their feelings before men. They want to feel that they can, you know, talk and process their thoughts by sharing safely. So they want men to listen to them, genuinely listen to them, and understand their feelings. This is what women would primarily want in a relationship. And this doesn't happen when a man interrupts a woman and he tries to provide solutions to women all the time. Similarly, another thing women want is to feel cared about. So a woman feels cared about when a man does a lot of little things for her, which show that he cares for her. For example, something simple like helping with the housework, or, you know, offering her a hug, or paying attention when she's talking. Small things that men do for women on their own without being asked, that shows a woman that a man cares. So these are the two things that women are primarily wanting in a relationship. On the other hand, what a man primarily wants in a relationship, generally, is trust and appreciation. Trust means what? Trust means trusting that the man will take care of the woman. So men want to be trusted that they can take care and help the woman in their lives. For example, if a man and a woman are driving to a party, the man wants to feel that the woman trusts him to take them, you know, to the party place if the man is driving. Similarly, if a man makes a mistake, let's say, you know, a woman says, get this home. When you come home, you know, get this particular thing home. And a man does not get that thing home. The man wants the woman to still trust that he will eventually get that thing home. He wants the woman to forgive his mistakes and trust him, that he's capable of helping her. He's capable of taking care of her. That trust is what a man is wanting, that he cares for her and she trusts that. Similarly, men love appreciation for what they do. You know, for women, for example, when they express love through a surprise or by doing some little things for the woman, and when the woman says, I love that you did this, the men feel really loved. That's what really makes them feel good. So these are the differences in the ways in which women and men both feel loved in a relationship. Women would feel loved if men listen to them genuinely and care about them by doing small things, while men will feel loved when women trust that the men are capable enough to take care of them. And, you know, when women avoid pointing out mistakes, or when women forgive them, and when they appreciate the little things that the man does for them. So these are some interesting points that I really, really, you know, loved reading from the book Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. Like, I know I've, you know, really talked about in detail about these points in this podcast episode, but I'm sure if you are in a relationship or if you're about to get into one, you should definitely benefit from the book. So I highly recommend it. I've even linked to it, you know, from this podcast episode's description. So, well, that's all for today. And I hope you have a great day. And yes, for more updates, you can always subscribe by email to Personal Development is Fun. So, bye. And again, have a nice time.